91, Nugget and Al. Well, we love this man coming into the studio.
We do.
Mate, I'm as full as a goog now.
You would be now because you've had three pies, because we love it when he comes in because he's a great bloke. He's a mate of ours. And he's always working his backside off to try and make other people's lives better, but also because he brings us free pies.
He does.
From Piney's Pie Reviews. Sean Pine, how are you?
Good afternoon, gents.
Oh. Can we just quickly say, you've brought a number of pies in. Give them a shout out. Who are the pies from today?
They are fabulous pies from the Perigean Beach Bakery down there.
I've had many a pie there on the way home.
They are outstanding. So we brought in the Mexican, the chicken carbonara, your favourite, the chunky pepper.
Oh, it was good too.
But there's not many left. So no, we've actually smashed them.
How many did you have? I only polished one off.
Alan?
In about three bites. In a bit. Three bites. Go
on. At one point, I saw you double parked. I had the
chicken carbonara, which is absolutely delicious.
And you loved it, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's why it only lasted about 13
past
seconds.
Perigean Beach Bakery, call in and grab one.
Lovely people and great pies in there. And of course, they're going to be a big part of something really important next weekend. Piney's Pie Drive. And look, we brought Piney in today to have a bit of a yarn about, just to remind us about the wonderful charities you're helping out, but also because we're getting to the last couple of days now where bakeries here on the Sunshine Coast can get involved. Big boy, before we get into the bakeries, tell us all about the wonderful work Piney's Pie Drive is going to do.
So Piney's Pie Days is next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, 13th, 14th of March. We've got just over 100 and such and bakeries so far. The whole idea of the day is to raise as much money as we can for two amazing charities. One is Grab Life by the Balls, which is the men's mental health chapters. They are using those funds to set more chapters up in areas where, particularly farming and rural areas, where farmers are actually doing it very, very tough. So I've spoken to Sam and the team there. So we're going to hopefully encourage more people to join their chapters. So that's one of the charities.
And what they do also too is, as you say, they go into those rural areas, but they create an environment where it might be a second or third generation wheat farmer feels comfortable to go and talk about the fact they're doing it tough mentally, they're doing it tough financially. Because unfortunately, if those blokes, and most of the time it is blokes, they don't get that help, often the outcome is very, very bad.
Yeah, and particularly in rural areas where not only have they suffered now with COVID, those little towns, they've had drought for many, many years. So hopefully with Sam and the crew from Grab Life by the Balls, we're going to obviously create some more funds to allow them to open up more chapters. I know Sam's going to do some more travelling as well.
So that's charity number one, cause.
And the other one is Rise Up Australia. So Rise Up, they are a domestic violence against women, and they actually help a lady that's been a victim of domestic violence. They take that lady out of that dangerous situation. They then help that lady with accommodation, schooling for the kids, clothing, food.
Massive.
Last year, they did 310 homes for women.
Wow.
Last year.
Which is awful that we need that many, but it's an amazing service.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about it a bit, Piney, and people don't maybe even realise a lot of these ladies get taken out of the situation. That's great because that initial danger is removed, but they have nothing because they've had to go now.
Absolutely.
Because it's literally a life or death situation. Yeah. They've escaped the danger, but then they go, I've got nowhere to live. As you say, we've got nothing for the kids. And that's where Rise Up Australia does an amazing job.
And particularly they don't have the little things that we take for granted, which is a phone. One of the things that they've got to escape a dangerous situation. They don't have a phone. They can't tell their loved ones where they're going.
Wait, toothbrush.
Yep.
Simple things.
So the guys at the team at Rise Up unfortunately don't have a white goods sponsor. So they're going to use these funds from our day to help women with washing machines, dryers, fridges, things.
Stuff we just take for granted that are at home when you go home.
And I know Debbie and the crew at Rise Up, they're an amazing bunch of women. Mm. They've helped, as I said, a lot of women in the last 12 months, and I'm so proud that they've come on board as well.
So here's the thing. We want as many bakeries to get involved as possible with Piney's Pie Day next weekend. Putting it out there this afternoon, Piney, if there's any bakeries around the Sunshine Coast, any bakeries out there in the Hot Family who want to get involved and be part of Piney's Pie Day, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
As I said, we have got a lot of Sunshine Coast bakeries, so the response has been overwhelming, and I cannot thank them enough. So if any bakery out there that has not registered, that would like to register, please jump on my Facebook page, Piney's Pie Reviews, message me or get in contact with the guys here this afternoon.
Give us a call here, 1300 468 911. We'll pass on Piney's
as early as this afternoon. We've got two bakeries from one at Caroy, one at Thomas Street, to come on board as of today. So then I can then drop in flyers. We've got little flyers put in pie bags. Everything that's going to go, we can get there within that next week or so, but we'd love to. Even next Thursday, if we have a bakery ring up, we'd love to have them on board.
More the merrier. And then, of course, next weekend with Piney's Pie Day, and it'll all be about every pie sold, money will go into this amazing charity effort that Piney's spearheading. But we'll have you back next Friday to let everyone in the Hot family know how they can, you know, vote with their mouths.
Particularly, as I said, we need as many bakeries as we can, and we need as many people out and about spending money as we can.
You're a beautiful man because you help people, and more importantly, you bring us free pies.
Yes.
Shorty Pie from Piney's Pie Reviews and Piney's Pie Day. Mate, we'll talk to you next Friday ahead of the big day.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming in
this
afternoon.
Thank you, legends. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Piney. Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al.